تحطم طائرة نقل عسكرية بريطانية شمال بغداد ومقتل.
That was the evening newscast on the Al Jazeera Arab satellite network tonight after the polls closed in Iraq. To find out how the Iraqi election story is playing in the Arab world, we turn now to Shibli Telhami. He's the Anwar Sadat Professor for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland, and he joins us by phone. Welcome.
My pleasure.
Mr. Telhami, you've been monitoring Arab television today. What is being said about the Iraqi vote?
First, Al Jazeera, as you just heard in the segment, they are starting off their news with the Iraqi vote story, but they're beginning with the casualties, around 50 dead, and also the crash of the British aircraft. Although in earlier story, they did mention that Iraqi officials said around 72% of the people may have participated in this story. They shed some doubt on it by saying observers say that it's too early to tell how many people participated. And then after that, they go on to a story on the Palestinian issue. That's not untypical in today's coverage, including Al Arabiya, which is the second most popular satellite television station. Al Arabiya tended to be a little bit more sympathetic to the Iraqi government position, and in at least one of their news broadcasts led off with the reported high level of participation and reporting a certain level of excitement, as well as reporting the casualties.
What about the print media?
The print media really didn't focus much on Iraq, at least on the Sunday edition during Election Day. In general, what they tended to do was lead off with local stories. The Iraq election story was there, and it did get kind of a low-key attention, mostly reporting the casualties from the day before, the fact that the elections are being held under an environment of violence. There were some columns that were favorable. Most of the columns were questioning the legitimacy or credibility of the election.
In the past, you have surveyed Arab public opinion toward the U.S. and found it overwhelmingly negative since the Iraqi occupation. Do you have any sense whether today's vote might change Arab opinion toward the U.S.?
Well, let's put it in perspective. I think people are very suspicious about U.S. motives, no matter what happens in Iraq. And if something positive happens in Iraq, they're going to see it as accidental. When you ask people, do you believe the U.S. is out there to spread democracy, the vast majority of people in the Arab world, at least in the six countries I've surveyed continuously, say no. But if you have a sense that there was a high level of participation, and then you have an Iraqi government and you have some kind of positive outcome, there's a lot of many ifs. Obviously, it could have an impact on the way they approach this question. In the short term, I think everybody's betting that it's going to be violence as usual, and people are skeptical about the outcome.
Shibli Telhami is the Anwar Sadat Professor for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland. Thank you.
My pleasure.